Hi, my name is AJ. I'm 32 years old, and I vote because I feel like it is my civic duty as a citizen of this country to do so. This country has engaged in a systemic campaign to disenfranchise black and brown people. If we don't participate in the democratic process, we're allowing folks who don't care about us to make choices about the quality of schools our kids go to, the type of health care we can get, the type of work benefits we're entitled to, who holds those who keeps our community safe accountable, and so much more. Voting ensures that the principles that this country was built on apply to all people of this country, no matter how someone identifies. As the founding document said, all men are created equal, right? Let's hold those truths to be self-evident.
That was AJ Musewe on in a commercial that she made for a podcast put together by one, hosted by one Nina Turner. That's State Senator Nina Turner of Ohio, and also Bernie surrogate Nina Turner. That is Miss Hello Somebody. if you've seen her come out for Bernie during any of his campaign rallies. This is Final Thoughts with Charles. Today is October 24th, and I didn't do one of these yesterday because it wasn't just like I forgot. Time is mushed together for me so much that I literally thought that last night I had done the podcast with David. That was post-debate podcast. And it just, I'm going crazy here, y'all. That's what's going on. I am losing it. One of the only things that keeps me together are the good people I have around me. Like AJ. I don't have a final thoughts title yet, but I'm going to have one by the end of this episode. So here we go. AJ is one of the first people that I met at CP when I joined in 2018. And she immediately presents as someone who's got their shit together. Immediately. She's got a great personality. She's got discernible people skills and talent. You can just tell, you know, this is somebody special. And AJ's been on her own journey within CP that has been really, really substantial. And I mean substantial in not just that she's done great things, but she's traveled a far distance. AJ, one of the things that was really interesting when I first met her was that she talked about not liking to do civic work, period. And it really struck me as I started to think about this thing that we were building, this next phase of the thing that we're building. And the thing I realized was if we can build an organization that not only welcomes her in, but actually allows her to have some sort of equity in, that she gets control of something and she gets to own a piece of the programming, that she gets to lead something and then is developed through that. If we can build an organization that does that, that is centered around voting, but can also develop people that are not super gung-ho on voting, then we've built something special. Because CP's success is not going to be evident if all we do is identify and shine a light on the people who already have an affinity for politics. America and our democracy is not going to be strong if the only people who get involved in the political process are the people who are already predisposed to be involved in it. The way that we engage people who have been disenfranchised, disconnected, and disregarded in this country will determine the strength of our democracy. And so goes the country, so goes CP in that regard. So if we can figure out ways to have someone like AJ feel like this is a place for her, then that means we've really figured out how to talk about what we do and how to develop leaders across the board. Now, I'm going to get back to AJ here in a second, but one of the things that was formative for her and her journey was leadership, the co-leadership of a team in Virginia. Her and Maggie Rittenhouse led what's still the largest trip that we've ever taken volunteers to Virginia. They led a team of boomer folks up to the northern area of Virginia to knock on doors there. And then about 55 of them, and then another 25 or so, Wale and I led to Richmond, Virginia. Today was Virginia Action Days, and we reconnected with New Virginia Majority for just one action day, actually, of phone calling for them. And we actually did it in two different ways. We connected on the CP Now side with New Virginia Majority for calls to voters on not just GOTV, but for Amendment 1 for them. There's an amendment that's coming out that is, in short, it is professing to be about anti-gerrymandering, and it really is just regular partisan gerrymandering with a different skin on it, basically. And New Virginia is doing everything they can to get the word out that this is really an issue. And so it's a complex thing. It's more complex than a candidate, and so it's tough to get callers for. And so they called on us to see if we could stand up a couple hours worth of calls, and we did. We did. David and I both made calls. Larcy made calls. Asha made calls, my sister. David made calls. David brought his son to make calls, which was really cool. And we did a good thing for a day with one of our really, really good partners. A couple hours later, Daniel on our staff got together the CP Next folks and a bunch of the CP Next folks plus some of the CP Future Action Academy folks made calls for the Richmond candidate for mayor, Alexis Rogers, who is the youngest candidate there. She's openly queer. She's highly progressive. She led some of the Black Lives Matter rallies that ended they succeeded in taking down some of the statues that are on Monument Avenue of Confederate soldiers. It was a big day for Virginia. Maggie did great work coordinating all of that. And, you know, I was reminded of this really formative time for CP, and for AJ. And, it really brought to light for me the space that we make for people, to kind of find themselves. To find themselves amongst our community, how our community embraces these young folks when they come in and allows them to lead teams and projects. Maggie and AJ, actually, very different points in their professional career, They hadn't done anything like this. They hadn't done anything like that trip to Virginia. They both do that. Maggie, who had been a she'd worked at Target and Starbucks in the corporate world, she goes from that to running a campaign, deciding to run a campaign because of that experience for a local candidate in Minnesota. And AJ becomes even more engaged in CP and the work that we do that's volunteer facing from that experience. She didn't do a ton of canvassing was out there when she was out there. She didn't do a bunch of the behind the scenes organizing, but what she provided on the ground was a lot of heart to people and a lot of mojo and community to that team. And she brought that along with her love of history to CP later on and invented out of the blue these sessions, as she calls them. And depending on which part of CP you're in, you have been a part of AJ's Lunch and Learn or Article Club, which are very similar things for different audiences. Article Club's on the CP Next side for younger folks. Same articles that you learn about in Lunch and Learn, they're just talked about very differently. And then AJ's special sessions, which are really special. These are there's been three of them, and she's done a couple of them with Dr. Terry Scott. But it's really kind of a journey where she's learning and she's bringing you along with her while she's learning. And it's been cool to see her blossom. Even though it may seem like this, nobody went to her and said, "Hey, why don't you make something that looks like this?" She came to us with this idea. David didn't tell her, "Hey, how about you do this thing that's kind of like a lecture like me, but instead it's more Q&A based and it's got articles and all that." No. AJ came up with this on her own. And she came up with it because she wants to be more involved in the community, because she wants to share her love of history with the community. And I'm proud of her. I'm really, really proud of her. And it's one of those things that's a bright light right now. She just finished up her last special session, and I think it was on Friday, so it was yesterday. And I think she's got one more thing this year, one more lunch and learn this year on Veterans Day. And then she's out. But, she was just over, and we were putting together something for the staff, some care kits. And I was walking her out to her car, and she's just got all these ideas about 2021 and about classes that she wants to do. And the ideas are just coming. She goes, "When are you ready to talk about next year?" And I just thought, I'm not ready to talk about Monday. But I love that you're out there thinking about the future, because somebody's got to do it. I usually can, and I'm just so fatigued. I'm just so out of it recently, and it's really good to know that there are people out there that are on the team that are thinking where I want to be. So what are the final thoughts? The final thoughts are keep people around you. Keep people around you right now. I think that's a final thought. But even the ones that are reluctant initially, I think that's a really long final thoughts title. I'll try to get it down for the podcast episode title. But yeah, I think that's I think that's it. We've got something really special coming up for Action Days. We've got focuses coming up. We're getting into the final stretch here. And we just need folks to do more. Hey.
Yes.
You're supposed to call me.
Yeah, that's my bad.
That's okay. Hey. I just wanna tell you I'm proud of you.
Okay.
I was looking at the numbers. I actually went through and wrote down every single like the number of workshops that we've done. We've done like 200 something workshops. But did you know that 24 of these are just yours?
Wait, time out. Is this what you wanted to call me for?
Yeah, I just wanted to. I'm like looking at this, and I'm like, she's done so much, and these are all things that you did on your own. I just want to tell you, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. You want to tell? You want to tell me what you got planned for next year?
No, not really.
Oh! Now we don't want to talk about it anymore.
I feel like once I put it out into the universe, then I have to do it.
Well, let's go. Let's hear it.
I mean, is somebody else on the phone?